Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
This is Spring Training Tuesday. Same lovable ESPN Chicago hosts, but paired with different radio partners. Spring Training Tuesday continues on ESPN Chicago.
Welcome back on the Waddle and Sylvie show here on ESPN 1000. I'm in for Sylvie today. I'm David Kaplan. It's Spring Trading.
Yes.
And we have got a discussion on the stadium that is now going to be front and center here on the show because you and I have different perspectives on
it. Yes,
we do. So I look at Arlington Heights where you can have Paradise.
That's what I've called it.
Nicknamed it.
Yes.
Where you can build an infrastructure around there of shops and indoor parking and a dome stadium and hotels.
You're not going to get any argument from me. I think it's the ideal spot. The accessibility will be unlike anything you've had here for football.
Mm-hmm.
It would be
unlike any other stadium we've ever had around here.
No question. And I think it's ideal. It's what my preference is.
Okay.
So I've always said that. Now, I've also said consistently, if you can find a plot of land downtown that provides the same stuff, accessibility, size of the acreage that allows you to build a Paradise and all of the other stuff that the project up at in Arlington Heights could provide, then I'd be fine with it down here. The problem is, as far as I know, that you can't do that here.
Correct.
Because of some of the limitations, and the accessibility isn't anything like what you need.
Okay, explain to me, and if you're Kevin Warren, please explain to me, other than the beauty, or the money shot, as he called it, the beauty shot of Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football going, yeah, there's the beautiful skyline. You can still run that. No one's going to care. But you're playing out in Arlington Heights. How do you, other than the interior part of a beautiful stadium, how do you fix all the nonsense you got to deal with here now?
That I don't know. I just think that the feeling is that the appeal of having a world-class facility downtown in a world-class city is something that is very compelling for him. And I believe it is his, I don't even think it's his preference. I think it's his intent.
Well, he's not the guy making the final decision. That's the family and the board of directors.
I get it, but they hired him with building a new stadium in mind as one of the big reasons why they hired him to be the president of the organization.
Yeah,
he's done it before. Like, and follow the breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. Like, when he was with the Vikings, they had an agreement out in the suburbs. They pivoted and went the other direction and built it in downtown Minneapolis. So, like, I mean, the game plan has already been, it's out there for you.
Yeah, the difference was they did not own a $197 million plot of land that's 326 acres where you can do anything you want.
Listen, you're arguing the wrong point with me because I'm with you. If my preference would be to go out there or find a, how big is the acreage?
327
acre piece of land down here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to sell me on that, dude. I want a Disney World for Bears football fans. I want them to be able to have Super Bowls and Final Fours and concerts, and it be a destination. And you'll have any number of different ways to get in and out of the facility. I'm all in. Put a casino next to it. Do it all. I'm just telling you, it is my impression that the new president of the Chicago Bears doesn't want to do that and is intent on building the stadium down here in this fabulous city. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I don't think that
I could tell you the people in Arlington Heights. I'm not talking about, you know, Bob Smith, who lives, you know, down.
Where's Bob live? Where is he at? He's over there on Willow Street.
He lives on Vale.
Vale? Okay.
Near Northwest Community Hospital.
Gotcha.
That's the street my wife and I
And by the way, I don't believe, I know some people believe this strongly, I don't believe this is leverage or a negotiating tactic. I don't. I believe his intent is to build the stadium down here in the city of Chicago, and I'm not playing this. I don't think he's playing this card trying to get a better deal with Arlington Heights. I don't. I believe he's totally sincere about wanting to build the facility here. And I bet if you asked him, some of the limitations that would exist in maintaining a stadium downtown is just part of doing business in the city of Chicago. And it is offset by it being in the heart of this great city.
I just don't understand how building here in the city, first of all, where you're going to be tied up in a long, nasty court fight with friends of the parks. You don't just get to do what you want down there.
No, I agree
They're
with
already
that.
Trying to push you into Bronzeville to the old Michael Reese Hospital. No. Sorry.
I'm not telling you that it's like it's a good plan or a perfect plan or anything.
My prediction is, and I could be proven wrong, my prediction is that he will want to be down here and he will keep getting stonewalled by the courts. Well, the Friends of the Parks. They forced George Lucas to move his stadium or his museum. George Lucas is going to bring in a ton of activity.
You're not going to bring the same revenue in that you would with a multi-purpose stadium in here that seats 65,000 people. Come on. You're going to get concerts. You're going to get events. You're going to get all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, come on. George Lucas, fabulous film creator. But, like, the George Lucas Museum wasn't going to produce the same revenue streams as AT&T Northeast. Isn't that the direction we are from Dallas? Aren't we AT&T Northeast? Something like that.
His building was going to be 300,000 square feet. The Chicago Museum, he confirmed that he pulled out after fighting with Friends of the Parks.
But what is the revenue? What is the revenue projection of that project? What was it? It isn't. It's not going to be the same as, like, a stadium down here would be an easier sell because it will create jobs. It will create revenue. Again, listen, I'm just telling you what I think they think. If it was up to me, which it's not, I'd build the most beautiful football amusement park in the history of the United States up there in Arlington Heights. And I'd own it. But by the way, that's the other thing. Like, I think people are shocked to find out that only 5 or 6 owners own their stadium. And I know that, like, that would be my goal, is to own it all.
Correct.
If I was an owner.
Correct.
But, like, even AT&T Stadium, I mean, Jerry Jones doesn't own it. I think he pays $2 million a year in lease and has a sweetheart deal with everything that goes on there. Makes money hand over fist, but doesn't own the stadium. So, look, I want it. My hope is it starts sooner rather than later. Because it's, I mean, look, you got time. The lease runs out, what, 2031 or 2031?
2033, I think.
Is it? So you got time, but every year the price of construction is going to continue to go up. The
Correct.
Project's going to become more expensive.
Correct.
And so you the don't sooner just you go, start right, it, the deal, better.
And the shovels go in. You got to do studies, all of that stuff.
Look, I don't know how you bring in $2 billion in private money and it becomes a publicly owned building as well. I don't know what their project is. The
read
details.
Kevin's quote. We're prepared to put $2 billion. He didn't put it in escrow. He didn't write a check.
Well, of course not. You wouldn't put $2 billion in escrow for it right now.
Correct. They haven't done anything. I don't think it's a done deal for the city. I do not.
I don't think it is a done deal either, but I don't believe he's trying to play poker with Arlington Heights. I don't. And I believe if he was here when that deal was done, it probably doesn't get done. Because I think he's got a true affinity for building this stadium down here. And he's got a track record of doing it in another NFL city before. So
if you were betting in Vegas.
My bet in Vegas would they would find a way to build it downtown Chicago. If it was where I was going to invest money in buying season tickets, I'd buy them in Arlington Heights. That would be the more desirable destination for me.
Do you have tickets now, season tickets?
No, I don't.
You don't.
I would like watching football on my couch.
Same here.
Like, I just think, for me, and I'm lazy and old and claustrophobic, it's easier and better for me to sit on my couch and watch ball. instead of trying to hide. The last time I went to a game, and I went to a couple of them, I mean, it takes you an hour to get in and an hour and a half to get out. And
yeah.
It's just...
And that being in the city solves none of that.
You're absolutely right. I'm with you 100%. It wouldn't be my choice.
I know Kevin listened to the station. Kevin, take it from a guy that grew up here. I used to be a season ticket holder. That would be the worst decision if you can get a deal done in Arlington Heights. That's where you go.
Well, I think you can get a deal done in Arlington Heights. It's a matter of whether or not he would want to. I think his vision is downtown Chicago, and I don't think he's made any... I think he's been very clear about that. I don't think there's any... I don't think he's playing poker with it.
But now they came out and gave him a much better deal tax-wise.
Well, I thought... I mean, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Arlington Heights wants this to occur.
Here we go. Another.
What are you shaking your head at?
Ticket
dog?
To the big dance. You win a $100 gift card from Lou Malnati's, courtesy of Mindy Kaplan. You win a Sister Jean bobblehead, courtesy of Danny Zetterman. And you win, what else did you find in the junk
closet? An Io DeSumo signed basketball. And
that's not junk. An Io DeSumo signed basketball.
Yeah.
There you go. And call them out, 312-332-3776.
Music stopped abruptly.
That's it.
When we come back, Crosstalk with Adam Abdallah, who's telling me to F off, and Yurko. That's next.
Yurko's got a great sweatshirt on.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Waddle and Sylvie are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Crosstalk with Adam Abdallah and the good kid, brought to you by our friends at Steinhoff.
Go get a couch.
Yeah, go get a couch. Get one of those recliners.
Sit around and watch the games.
Why were you
all
telling
weekend?
Me to F off?
Oh, just because as someone who used to produce the show, I hate this contest. Because you're screening all these phone calls for like...
As somebody who used to produce this show, I hate
minutes.
This show. Is that, that's what he said, wasn't
no,
it?
No.
I wouldn't
he was saying F you, not F off. Yeah, I don't. I hate this contest. Well, I feel bad for Tyler.
That makes me feel better.
I feel real
Thanks,
bad
Charlie.
For Tyler in this
little
situation.
Little clerical error.
I've done this before. It gets to like you Wednesday. You've got 60 teams to give away.
And he's got a sheet that you just, he's got these scissors out. He's just cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting.
I've done it.
And I believe we
started the event.
You started the contest?
Yeah, which is weird because.
Who named it?
I did.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we were Disney. Miller
six
and I did.
Six more in a cup or something?
Six. Well, here's the thing.
What's it called?
Here's the thing. It was Disney approved.
Yes.
Mickey was like, no, that's fine. You're all right there, Yurko? Yurko's got videos on his phone. He's got Balkan Dad playing on his phone.
On Instagram, yeah, good stuff.
He was upstairs. We watched a good half an hour of Balkan Dad.
What is Balkan Dad?
It's a guy who's
making... It's exactly what it sounds like.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
But he's a dude in the Balkans.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's the dad. He's in the Balkans.
He's just very unique.
He loves his whiskey.
Yeah?
I don't think that the name is inappropriate. I think that the name...
It was deemed inappropriate by people upstairs.
I think it's just dated. Like, the reference is dated.
Sure. That doesn't mean it doesn't come back.
I understand. Well.
You didn't.
I did.
Ah, this microphone.
So what you got to do is you got to put it in this thing, and then it won't fall. There you go. There's your support apparatus right there.
Thanks, there you go. This is Mike Viagra right there.
Johnny's going to go play golf tomorrow.
Johnny's already on vacation.
Sorry. I'm on vacation mode already.
Yeah?
Yeah, I should be gone. I should have left this morning. That's the mistake I made. I could have played golf today. Could be gone.
I just sit here by myself. Spring training and no one wants to hang out with me.
They'd have found somebody. Somebody would have jumped in here.
Somebody.
Tyler might have jumped in for you. Jeff could have jumped in here for you. Somebody would have jumped in here for you. I should have, but I've been gone on those long golf trips too, where like 4 days is perfect and 5 days is just a little bit too much.
Yeah.
How many do you play in a day? You play 36?
Not anymore. The most I've ever played is 8 rounds in 5 days. And
that's a lot of
that
golf.
Was a lot of wear and tear.
Wear your ass out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Especially it rained.
Do you walk the whole
this
time?
This trip is 18, and then there's another 4 coming down. No, it'll be carts the first 2 days. And then when we play number 2 on Friday, that's walk with a caddy. And number 4 on Saturday is walk with a caddy. Yeah, so it's nice.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Tee times are about 11 o'clock
on the other those two courses.
On number four is cart path only. On number two, they won't let any cart paths out at all. Period.
Plus, what is it like?
They're playing the U.S. Open out there this year on number two.
So you've been there before.
Been there six times.
Okay, what is the hole where it's like a big hill, and if you don't hit it perfectly, it's gone off the other side?
The one John Daly left on, because he kept putting up and it kept coming back to him, was number eight. It's par five. They might play it as a par four, but it's par five for everybody when you go out there. So that one was a problem for him. But there's a second par five on the front side that is a problematic hole, because it's got a sand trap down left and everything tilts right to left. And if you happen to catch any energy going left, your ball's going to run off the green going left. It'll either go into the bunker or it'll run down a hill and go to the next tee.
Ugh.
And now you're looking at a chip where if you're short at all,
it's coming at you again.
It's going to come at you. Or if you get to the top of the hill and you don't get enough on top of the hill, it's going back into that bunker.
Wow. A lot of thrown clubs.
And if you ever birdie one of the par threes there, they give you a nice little a metal disc that says Pinehurst number two on it to signify that you got
a
two. Yeah. But it's made out of a nice, it's a metal.
Have you done that?
Me? No. I've come close to birdieing a par three, but I've never birdied it. There's been guys in the groups that have done it and have their little special metal disc.
What happens if you start? I would think at a course like that or a resort like that, they don't tolerate slow play.
Oh no, you got to be there. They got a guy.
They don't
suffer fools gladly either. If you start cussing like my man Little Louis Vincenzo from San Francisco
they
did on number
right
three
off the course.
Sunday morning, we're playing Pinehurst number two on three. Louis snaps two out of bounds, and I'm telling you, the MFs are flying, and it is a calm morning, Sunday morning,
everything.
In the middle of Baptist country, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
In the middle of Baptist country, everybody on the whole property heard what Louis was saying there, and the guy comes, you can see the marshal coming over, comes over, and he says, excuse me, sir, it's Sunday morning in the Carolinas. People are going to church. Can you please watch your language? And Louis was just like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he was apologizing. But, they don't want you swearing out there either. Our caddies are good, though. We got a lot of caddies we know for all the trips down there.
Yeah.
Like my guy's Logan Lockhart. He's out of New Glarus, Wisconsin. He's down there. He does sometimes in the summer, he'll go someplace else in caddy, so he's a solid guy, and we've had him a long time.
How about the accommodations?
Long time. Beautiful.
You stay at the course?
We stay on the villas. So right in the Carolina is the big hotel on the property. We go there to eat breakfast, and just to the left of them, they got a bunch of villas named after golfers, and they can hold 16 guys in there, but we got eight guys staying in the villa, and we've got eight guys in the villa. We've got five rooms of two staying in the Carolina
hotel.
Who's
the good kid's roommate?
Mr. Bitkowski, Jimmy B.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy that owns Elmwood Chapel.
Does he snore?
I don't know. I've never roomed with him.
Really?
I roomed with his boy. His son. Okay. I roomed with his son. His son's 38 years old there.
Is his son on the trip this time, too?
Mr. B. I call him Mr. B because my mom calls him Mr. B. But Mr. B is about 62, 63.
So he probably got a good snoring.
Member at Olympia Fields. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he's there.
He's a stick.
And he's 14'9". Used to be a 19, but they adjusted that quickly over there at the club.
They made adjustments. This is for fun, but it's also going to be a little competition.
There's a little Ryder Cup thing. We got red with gray on the Saturday round.
You got good
red
uniforms?
With gray. Yeah. Got uniforms. Got to get ready. Ryder Cup format. We'll get out there, slap the little white ball around. We played alternate shot one year when we played one.
Is this the thing you went to last year where you had to
remember that pullover he
you
had?
You had to get someone had to make you a pullover from two pullovers?
From two pullovers,
okay. Did you get that situated this time?
This year it's not a problem.
Okay.
We're not buying. I thought, what is that company that makes the thinnest stuff in the world and you're trying to get there? Not Travis Matthew. It's another one.
Straight down?
It's got the zipper that goes straight down on the jackets. Absolutely irritating. They got a place here downtown. They got a place that's a golf shop that's here. But either way, it was a pain in the ass. So we got two jackets. They took the green portions of it on the inside, and they widened it out for me so I had a little bit more room to swing.
That's good.
Because I wore it in here one day.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
You couldn't. It was kind of tight. Ridiculous. It was like a sausage case.
Yeah. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Have you already planned
And every
out?
Time I swing, it got stuck up above the boiler.
Yeah.
And I'd have been pulling it down all day. So they did a wonderful job.
What is the strategy for boarding the plane tomorrow?
It's going to be so early in the morning, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to have... At Midway Airport tomorrow, I believe we've got some Bloody Marys rocking and rolling for
us. Do we gummy before the flight?
No, I don't. If I do gummies, I go to bed. If I smoke weed, I go to bed. Yeah, if I have a sativa, I go to bed. If I have an indica, I go to bed. I don't do any of it because it just makes me want to go to sleep. Now, if somebody happens to have mushrooms on the trip, that might be a different little story. That might be a little bit funner time. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to travel with those.
I don't like it at all. The experiences over the last 7 years have told me don't even mess with that no more. It just doesn't work for me for some reason. I don't know. My boys used to love it. For me, no good.
All right.
That's just fact. That's just the way it is.
That right there is a preview of the good kids golf tournament.
You need some?
Golf season. You don't fall asleep when you
No, I ingest, do now. Do I only use them to sleep now. I got to stay level-headed.
Well, that's what I'm saying, see?
Yeah.
I got to stay level-headed.
To go to bed,
now.
You take to go to bed. If I want a good night's sleep, like if I'm but I sleep fine. I have no issues sleeping.
I can't just be all willy-nilly on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon like I used to. No, there's a baby involved now.
Did you do any St. Patrick's Day partying?
Winnie and I went to a concert. We went to a concert that night, but it wasn't like we weren't out all day.
The night that they traded Justin, you guys were out at a concert?
Yeah.
It was before we went, it was before we went.
I was at the casino.
We went to see the Gin Blossoms.
Oh, okay.
The night before.
I saw Five Finger Death Punch.
It was great. You could get a reservation anywhere. So we went out to dinner and then we went to a concert. It was awesome.
It's beautiful.
Because everybody's drunk.
Everybody's drunk.
My wife and I went out to dinner at a little pizza place like at 7:30, 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Empty.
There wasn't a soul in the building.
Empty. Yeah, it was great. Because everyone's hammered.
Yeah, they're already drunk.
Here's the thing. When I was up early with the baby, I went to go get coffee. It was like 8:30 in the morning, and people were already out.
Yeah,
we hammered the party. It's the worst day of the year, isn't it? In terms of behavior,
I used to love it. It used to be my favorite drinking day of the year because I'd be up at 8 a.m., I'd be drinking, I'd be in bed by 6:30. It was awesome.
Yeah,
but people don't behave.
Favorite day of the year.
They don't behave.
No, not anymore. I'm almost 40.
11:45 a.m. People defecating and throwing up over themselves.
I don't need that either. I'm almost 40 years old. I don't need that in my life.
Thank you, Michael Wilbon. He joined us today.
A lot of fun today.
Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network joined us as well. Cap, thanks for coming by.
Great to be with you.
Good to work with you as well. What do you guys have coming up?
We're going to talk some Bears.
Yeah.
We've got, I think, I did not expect this song of the night from you.
Song of the night.
Don't spoil it, but he told me what it was, and
something
I was like,
special.
What the hell is this? And did not expect it. So, yeah, we're going to do some of that. And then we're going to debut a new segment tonight.
64 teams, one chalice.
I was given the okay.
You got it?
I was given the okay.
All right.
Tyler named it. It's called Yerk. We're going to do some Yerking Off later.
What?
Love it.
I can only say it a couple times, so if you heard it, you heard it.
Make sure it's a Y.
I'm only allowed to say it a couple times, so if you heard it, you heard it. A
whole lot of Yerking Off coming up.
You said it there, so that's 1-2. I got a couple Y's.
I said Yerking.
Yeah, I know.
We printed some t-shirts 1 year. Don't jerk with Yerk.
There you go.
Boom. Remember that, baby.
Yerking.
We're going to have fun. Listen, we got an hour and a half. We got 90 minutes.
Yeah.
The airplanes,
Hammock Radio.
The airplanes don't get out of the sky. We can't even
Golden
go over 10,000.
Golden Hammock Radio, my ass. Come in and produce at 11 a.m. and be here for 9 hours,
that's
okay?
That's different.
Yeah, okay. 100% that's what I thought.
Correct. I was going to come in and try to do that.
You should have.
I decided better.
Have a great show,
guys. I decided better of it.
Have a great show.
Thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
John, have a great trip, kid.
Later. Have a good trip. Thank you. Appreciate it. I will. Don't let the door hit in the ass on the way out.
All right. Abdallah and Yurko
home safely.
Are next.